Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey. And Seamus, Steve Grzanich was reporting on the lakefront restaurants a few minutes ago. So let's talk more about this. Some of the eateries on lakefront property, like the Lakefront Restaurant and Theater on the Lake, have not announced reopening plans yet, correct?
That's right. The city just told these restaurant owners on Tuesday about this. So they've been, they've been hoping to get this word for a while, but now they have to put all of their plans in motion that they've been working on for months, hiring back staff and getting supplies and figuring out how to deal with some of the ongoing regulations. So some of them, like Steve reported, are going to be up and running as early as today, like Reggie's. The Dock at Montrose is going to be ready by Friday. But yeah, the theater at the Lakes, still no. But, it's going to be interesting because they're going to have to put up signs that say, don't go on the sand. And that's going to really be, it's going to be difficult for these, it's not the server's job to keep these regulations in place to keep people away from the beaches. So, people are just going to have to follow the rules, but it's just, another sign of the slow, gradual opening and reopening of things. But you still can't go on the beach. You can pick up some food and sit on the patios here up and down the lake. And, like Reggie's, for example, has got a South Loop Club. They're going to be running shuttle buses back and forth to their location at the 63rd Street Beach. They've only been open for a year, so this is a big deal for them to get back open and back on their feet. So it'll be interesting to see, but you still can't go on the beach or in the water.
So it's been a hot summer, and it's going to get hot again this weekend, so the lakefront will probably be crowded. And a lot of these lakefront dining places in Chicago probably expected to reopen when other restaurants got the okay for indoor seating in late June. So they've been waiting for this for a while, haven't they?
That's right. And these are all, these are park district leases, so they really were at the will of the park district, which has taken this, they've taken a very slow and methodical approach to reopen these. So that's why they lagged behind the others. Part of it was just trying to keep pace with the lakefront and trying not to, have people flood the beaches and worsen the problem.
Right. Let's talk about the street closings that are going to start tomorrow morning, Clark Street between Grand and Kinsey. And this is going to go through the weekend, Friday morning until Sunday night. How long will this be in effect, Seamus?
There isn't an end date, but they say it's going to, expect it to last through their, the patio season. So, I think they're hoping to at least get well through September. This is the stretch of Clark, if you can picture it, where Frontera Grill is and Bub City. There's basically a restaurant every storefront there. So it's a crowded area, some tight spaces there. So just like the other places around the city that shut down the streets, they'll be able to move their tables into Clark, spread them out a little bit, get a couple extra tables. There still will be some access for emergency vehicles. That area, that is a busy stretch. There's a firehouse around the corner, so they're going to try to keep it safe for others, but for regular drivers, you're going to have to avoid it. And in Frontera Grill, for one, is really excited about it. They're returning their Sunday brunch this weekend. They've got a paella party coming up for Sunday night, so it's an area that has been hurting. There's fewer workers down in the River North downtown area, so that they're really hoping to get some interest and get some folks out there.
Yeah, it's been great seeing that in the city and the suburbs. It's sort of like Europe with the outdoor cafes. But what are we going to do when the weather gets bad around here?
I know, you know, we talked about this last week. Some of these places have gotten creative while building some outdoor patios that can be heated. I saw on Randolph the other day, there were these little bubbles, basically like plastic tents. There must have been 30 of them out on the street. So some of those, they could extend into October a little bit. Obviously, some of the bigger ones, they can't put those out in the street forever. So it's going to be tough, especially when if winter does happen again. I know it's been sort of touch and go around here the last couple of years, but yeah, it's going to be tough for all these, and they're really hoping to maybe build up some revenue now in these final warm months and hold on.
I'm told that heat lamps are becoming hard to buy now because everybody wants them. Let's talk about the $10 million Chicago prize. It's going to be awarded today, right?
Yeah, there's some excitement building for this. We've been following this for months. Basically, they had these community groups had to compete to come up with ideas to help rehabilitate pockets of their neighborhood, come up with grand plans and also some very specific plans. And they whittled it down to 6 finalists. And at 2 o'clock today, they're going to have a live announcement. One of these groups gets $10 million. You know, it's like a lottery. It's like a nonprofit lottery. The Pritzker Traubert Foundation, which is Penny Pritzker and her husband Brian Traubert and family, are funding this. It's really aimed to the stated goal is to address systemic poverty, economic exclusion, and inequity. So these are all projects on the south and west side. So some really cool ones. Renovating entire blocks. South Chicago's got one for taking a vacant building and turning into 80 affordable housing apartments, turning a neighborhood school into affordable housing in Austin. There's a bunch of great ones. We've got them all on our website, as well as the link for the 2 p.m. announcement. You know, they're really going to make one of these neighborhood groups is going to be extremely busy in the years to come with this money. And each of these other groups also got 100 grand to help develop their plan. So the hope is that these just don't die in the vine if they don't get this funding, that there's other funding available as well. But it's a cool project and really just a huge infusion of cash that's going to be handed out today. Maybe it'll be one of those really big checks.
Yeah, let's hope. Seamus Toomey, and there's more at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Seamus. Talk to you folks tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Bob.